Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno declared that illegal guns is the biggest issue facing urban America. Sarno, the first speaker at the day-long public hearing, urged state legislators to crack down on the trafficking in firearms. The mayor said high-capacity guns should only be in the hands of the police and the military. He voiced frustration with a judicial system that he believes is often too lenient, even with repeat offenders of gun crimes.
We need high bails. We need incarceration. We need the sentences to stick, because it becomes very demoralizing when these individuals are left back out on the street and perpetrating these crimes.
Sarno and Springfield Police Commissioner William Fitchett both called for stricter background checks for gun purchases to keep firearms out of the hands of people who are mentally ill. It was a call echoed by several other speakers. The legislature's Joint Committee on Public Safety and Homeland Security is holding a series of public hearings across the state this summer. More than 60 bills on gun issues were filed by legislators in response to the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut last December. The venue for the Springfield hearing, a 500-seat theater at American International College, was filled to capacity at the start of the hearing. Roughly half the seats were occupied by Smith & Wesson employees, who wore white T-shirts with the company logo. Steve Daneker, a product engineer at Smith & Wesson, said he's concerned about both his livelihood and his Second Amendment rights.
I'm concerned for my family. Most of all, if someone comes into my house, I want the right to be able to defend myself. And if I'm out in public, I want the right to be able to defend myself. The Second Amendment is there to allow us the right to keep and bear arms, not to be regulated to the nth degree through Massachusetts legislation.
The CEO of Smith & Wesson, James Debney, speaking at the public hearing, said the Springfield-based gun manufacturer employs 1,600 people with an annual payroll of $77 million. He urged the legislators to focus on school safety, uniform handgun licensing procedures, and improving mental health background checks.
Please don't restrict our ability to be a good corporate citizen by imposing unnecessary new laws that further infringe Second Amendment rights and do nothing to improve public safety.
Dane Perry of Boston, a member of the Massachusetts Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence, criticized gun makers for opposing bills that would require fingerprint-activated triggers and GPS devices to locate stolen firearms.
There's a lot of common sense stuff that the gun lobby, the NRA, is pushing so hard against that we're having trouble persuading our politicians to do it.
State Representative Harold Naughton, a Democrat from Clinton who is co-chair of the Public Safety Committee, said the hearings have produced a lot of thoughtful ideas on a complex and emotional issue.
And if we can do something with this legislation to prevent any further tragedies, such as happened in Newtown, which is the real driver of all this legislation, I think we'll be successful.
Naughton said the committee is on track to recommend a comprehensive bill for debate in the full legislature this fall. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.